Number 2556, William Melton.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.82 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Old Mill Road, which is Sussex County Route 349, approximately 550 feet west of Railway Road, which is Sussex County Route 350. The 911 address is 36294 Old Mill Road, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 73.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the preliminary site plan for the property. We have a copy of the revised preliminary site plan for the property that was submitted on February 5th of this year. And I would note that in terms of public comments, by my count, we have 53 comments included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, should we thank you? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Will Melton. I'm a resident of 22476 Grebe Lane. Chairman Wheatley and the rest of the board, I want to thank you for the previous approval of my change of zone, which took place last year, which was subsequently shut down by County Council, mostly because of the opposition from a neighborhood that's a mile down the road. And I noticed in the opposition that you have in front of you, that is the same case. I went through each and every one of those folks. As each one that I saw, that I noticed, and I noticed with their address, was either from Naomi or Hickman Drive, which is in Whites Creek Manor, that's 1 mile down the road. There has been zero opposition from the 12 homes that you can see that are directly behind me. And at the top of this meeting this afternoon, the 180 homes across the street for Ocean Atlantic, was the final site plan was just approved. So that will dump right where you see the red, between the yellow arrows and that red home, is where the entrance is for the 180 units right across the street. Do you have my slides? So the existing structure that is at the home is currently being rented on the top, and the folks are also using the space in the garage. The idea that I have is to convert that garage into a professional office. The gal who's interested in taking that on runs a part-time chiropractic business, so the business would most likely be on an as-needed basis, but I'm asking for limited hours of operation, which are listed here. The idea being that if her part-time, as-needed basis business did have some success, she wanted the opportunity to be able to stay open Monday through Friday, Saturday from 8 to 2, and then Sunday for emergencies only. Obviously, the 24 by 36, which is in accordance with existing code requirements, I'm asking for that to be lit if either council or planning and zoning decides that that doesn't need to be the case, that's fine too. The parking will certainly be in compliance with the code. There's an ingress egress. It obviously will be, meet the DelDOT requirement. Any kind of security lighting or any kind of anything on the property will certainly be downlit, so no surrounding neighbors would be able to see that. The design that you'll see on the next page, the trash receptacles are in the back, and there's would be nothing that there would be no blemishes on the front from looking at it. And obviously the final site plan shall be reviewed and approved by you when the case may be. If I could go to the next slide. So if you notice that's where the existing building is, you can see the trash receptacle in the far back. The entrance would be on the front. That's Old Mill Road. And if I could, this is right where the 180 units had just been approved. This is where their entrance is, which has already began construction. And again, it's right across the street. So I did want to point that out to the board. If I could go to the next slide, Mr. Whitehouse. So there's the existing structure. As you can see at the top right of your screen, that will be just a front door reception area, two small offices on either side, a bathroom on each side. the four spots that are to code with two added and a handicap that's right there on the left. The access to the dwelling upstairs will be in the far back, as you can see in the image on the bottom right with those stairs. If I could go to the next slide. There's a picture of it. That's what it looks like now. And the conversion would be the middle garage door would be turned into glass as an entrance. Next slide, please. That's it now, as you can see with the parking. The trash receptacle's in the back. And as you can see, over the garage doors is the downlit lighting, so it would be of no nuisance to the neighbors behind, who, again, there's zero opposition from those folks that would have any visual of that place at any time. Next slide, please.
Jamie, there was one submitted this morning with some additional pictures.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman. I might not have that. I have the presentation that was submitted.
Well, but doesn't it have to be submitted 10 days in advance? Anyway?
Yeah, just, I
well, if it was submitted this morning, it's not admissible.
Is it on the docket? Or?
It is on the docket.
Ah, okay, okay. So we did it, okay.
We'll take a look. If it's
all right, we'll look at it.
What I wanted to point out, Chairman Wheatley, was that the opposition coming from Whites Creek Manor, I had two arrows pointing to Railway Road, where actually Mr. Mears lives, and Clubhouse Road, which would be anybody using this facility would be coming from the west,
right,
would be accessing those two roads and would not be going anywhere near Whites Creek Manor, where the 50 letters of opposition are coming from.
Understood. Yeah. We'll take a look.
Okay.
Got it.
Unless they're coming off of 26.
And if they're coming off 26 from the west, Ms. Wingate, they would be taking Railway, Old Mill, or White's Neck.
I'm saying realistically, they could come through.
I absolutely understood.
Yeah.
That's it right here. So what I wanted to point out here.
Okay.
This is what the place looked like before. So for the opposition, most of which this is second homes for them, or they've recently moved here within the last 10 or 15 years. I'm pointing that out because the density, the population, and the traffic is coming from those folks too, okay? Nobody that's opposing this application has lived here for 40 years, has any way or any means to be opposing this when they're the ones that have added to the density, the traffic, the congestion as well. And I want to point that out, and I want everyone to see what this place looked like before we purchased it. I mean, there was three trailers. It was completely trashed. I can't imagine that anybody would have enjoyed driving by that. And like Ms. Wingate had pointed out, the folks could absolutely come from the Whites Creek Manor area and come up this way. But this is where the majority of the opposition is coming from, if not all of the opposition is coming from, and this is where the place would be. So there would be different routes to go, either Clubhouse Road, Railway Road, or from the far south, White's Neck Road. So I respect the opposition from those. I've listened to it. I understand it. But this is also going to, at most, probably have 6 to 8 cars added to the conditional use. So thanks, everybody, for your time. That's all I have this evening.
All right, well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a couple. So you mentioned it's going to be the person that's living there will be the chiropractor.
Yes, ma'am.
And will there be any other employees or just?
Possibly one more, most likely no. It's because it's mostly
so maybe
as
two
as,
yes, at the
ma'am.
Most. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all I had for now.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Okay, you said maybe 6, maximum 8 cars possibly?
That's my guess. If it's one employee seeing 2 to 3 patients a day.
So you're talking through the day,
throughout
not
the day.
At a time?
No, ma'am, throughout the day.
Yeah, throughout the day. Okay.
Yeah, there's no use. This is not a use for a dental office. It's going to have 15 chairs and so forth. This is a small business that would be paying 1/4 of what she was quoted on Route 26 commercial space.
Okay. Thank you. No.
Butler?
No, sir.
Okay. What else?
Not for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Okay. Counselor?
No, none of this time. Thanks.
I have no questions either. I think I understand your application. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in it. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2556, William Melton? If there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2556? Yes, sir. Come on up. There you go.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Martin Lampner. I actually live at 205 Chad Place, and I am at White's Creek. I do want to correct a couple of minor factual differences, and I want to say, as Mr. Melton did, there is no personal animus in any of this, and we certainly understand his desire to make use of his property in the best possible outcome for him. That having been said, there are multiple issues from our perspective. Some may be able to be adjusted by additional conditions, assuming he would be acceptable to him. But if I could I have our slides, please, Jimmy? First off, I'm here speaking on behalf of White's Creek Manor, but also the White's Neck Community Alliance. Unfortunately, we did not become aware of this hearing until yesterday, so hence, I was able to reach my owners. We did not reach out to the full group, which is about 14 communities. I can't really honestly say what their result would be. I will tell you that they were instrumental in the turning down of the previous proposal for the change of zoning. Next slide, please. As Mr. Melton said, there are two properties there in pink. One is Mr. Meir's home. He does work from his home, but it is completely a residential setting. The second one is a property that is divided into two units. One is a preschool. The other is used by a farm agricultural storage area. The red one, which is a C1, is actually about to become additional housing. The 127 units will be going into that, and as Mr. Melton said correctly, 180 units will be going in. Our ongoing concern is definitely traffic at White's Creek, but there are other issues. Next slide, please. Again, this is just another view of that site. We can move again, Jamie. Next slide. There we go. All right, so one of the issues we have, and I think, you know, Mr. Melton has addressed some of our concerns by the current use he's proposing for the site. So I will move quickly on the issues of traffic. There is a chronic problem with traffic on Old Mill. We understand it's not solely of his making. Given the use he's proposing, it will not have material impact, although we thought it might. But our concern is this. If you grant conditional use, if this enterprise fails, there's no question, there's no knowing what will come next.
Actually, there is. There is knowing what will come next, because a conditional use is very specific. You know, the only thing that can happen there would be a professional office. It couldn't be a, couldn't become, you know.
Okay, well, and we would be content with that.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the conditional use process, so that we can bring definition and more regulation because of the stipulations that can be placed on them. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate your concern, but I just want you to know that that's not how this would happen. This is not a change of zone. This is a
no, understood.
Very specific application.
So it would terminate with the end of the current use.
Well, it wouldn't
well,
terminate.
Well, again, assuming it was not
terminate.
The same.
Yeah, it would have to be the same type of use.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that, sure. Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. That said, can we move to the next slide? Again, we'll just remind you, although we don't think this is a particular problem, but it will come up again, so for your education and for the rooms, we face a problem. Old Mill Road produces almost half the volume that you see on Atlantic Avenue. And that's from the most recent traffic survey available to us, which was 2018. If you look at Old Mill in that last block, and that's where all of the traffic ultimately funnels, there are it's easy to read that, 7,984 vehicles turn at the point where it joins Atlantic. Atlantic at that point is carrying 16,000. That's why we're concerned about development in that area. And again, in this particular case, I'm going to wave that off. Obviously, for this use, that's not really material. We can move to the next slide. Oh, think there's anything yet I have said that I need to. We've talked about the three properties. Click it again, please, Jamie. Okay, traffic is fine. The only other thing I would say is that so long as this is being restricted, as I now understand it to be, we will withdraw our objection.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is changing.